Usually my wife has to drive down here after our church because I'm going over a message that I'm giving here this afternoon. But I didn't have to speak at my church this morning, so she said, it's your turn to drive.
通常都是我太太开车带我下来，然后我同时看我的讲稿。但是今天因为我在教会里面，正道，没有正道，所以我今天有时间来准备这个讲稿，所以今天就我开车下来。
And guess what? We didn't have a bit of traffic all the way down.
你们猜怎么着？一路上竟然没遇到堵车。
When she drives, it's usually bumper to bumper on Route 15.
每次我太太开车都是堵得非常严重。
Well, I want to speak to you today on fiery trials.
今天我们要讲的主题是火炼的试验。
That's something we all face, don't we?
这是我们大家都经历过的，是吧？
Catherine Litterwood from Washington, Ohio, spent a week with a room full of vacation Bible school preschoolers, much like those that were down here on the step here.
有一位女士，她曾经在这个假期的圣经学校里面跟学龄前儿童一起度过了一个星期。
And many of them were first timers, and so they attended with loud protest. That is, they cried a lot.
这些小孩第一次离开父母，所以他们就又哭又闹。
They didn't want to leave their parents.
因为他们不想跟父母分开。
Well, toward the end of the week, Catherine noticed Jessica
was adjusting the colorful headband that she had on her head with a look of frustration.
然后过了几天，他发现有个小女孩叫杰西卡，她不停地摆弄她头上的发带，然后她的神情呢看起来很不愉快。
And after she quieted a crying child, Catherine touched Jessica's hair and asked, "Do you need some help?"
然后这个女士就过去问她说：“你有事儿吗？你怎么了？”
"Yes," said Jessica, pointing to her headband.
然后杰西卡就说：“是，我不舒服。”
"There's a headache in here somewhere," she said.
她说这里面头疼。
And Catherine said, or thought, "I know the feeling."
然后老师就想，我知道这个滋味。
In a secular society that's turning more and more away from God.
因为在我们今天这个属世的世界，离神越来越远。
Along with such things as cancel culture.
就是现在这种抵制文化。
And the woke agenda.
还有所谓的觉醒。
And gender change.
还有变性运动。
And just intolerance toward Christianity in general.
还有越来越多的对基督徒的不能容忍。
Many Christians are feeling a headache up here somewhere.
很多基督徒也觉得很头疼。
And with it, there's a rising increase of persecution, even here in the United States of America.
那今天在美国，甚至都已经有对基督徒的迫害。
And in addition to that, these days people are facing an uncertain future with maybe some medical issues.
除此以外呢，我们作为个人也经常面临着健康的问题，还有财务的问题。
And maybe inflation has you worried about some financial issues.
特别是现在通货膨胀这么严重，大家也很担心。
And whatever might be going on in your life, maybe you too are feeling a headache up here somewhere.
不论你遇到什么，你现在可能正在经历这种头痛。
And if so, what do you do about it?
那怎么做呢？
What do you do about those times of pain?
你遇到了这种疼痛的时刻，你会怎么处理呢？
What do you do when you face the fires of adversity in your life?
你面对逆境的煎熬，你怎么办呢？
Well, in 1 Peter chapter 4, Peter addresses a group of believers who were literally going through a fire in their day.
在彼得前书，我们将要读到的是，彼得他就是要写给当时面对这些火炼的基督徒的信件。
Here's what he wrote in chapter 4 and verse 12 under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials you are going through, as if something strange were happening to you.
彼得前书四章十二节说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪。”
Now Peter is saying that being a believer or a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and suffering is not a strange matter.
彼得说，作为主的跟随者，遇到这些火炼的试验，并不奇怪。
Faith does not take away the pain of life.
因为信心不会拿走生命中的痛苦。
It gives meaning to the pain.
信心让痛苦变得更有意义。
So don't be surprised, Peter is saying, when painful trials come.
所以彼得说，当你遇到火炼的试验的时候，不要以为奇怪。
Literally, he's saying, don't be surprised by the burning.
他就是字面的意思，就是说不要因为被烧到而感到惊讶。
And in Peter's day, it was a literal burning.
在彼得的年代，确实是真的是被火烧到。
In AD 64, the great city of Rome caught fire.
在公元六十四年，罗马这个大城遭遇了火灾。
And Nero, the emperor, blamed it on the city's small Christian community. He said they set the fire.
那尼禄这个皇帝，他就把火灾原因归咎于当时城里面的基督徒。
So in a twisted sense of justice, Nero burned many Christians alive.
所以出于一种变态的正义，尼禄就把很多基督徒活活烧死。
He covered them with kerosene and he used them as living torches to light his imperial gardens at nighttime.
他在基督徒身上浇上煤油，把他们绑在树上，点上火，在花园里面当作火把一样燃烧。
The people Peter was writing to were facing this, and Peter says, "Don't be surprised by it."
彼得写信给这些人，他们正在面对这种惨象，所以彼得说，你们不要感到奇怪。
Don't be surprised by the burning.
不要惊讶。
Instead, he said, "You be glad in the fire."
彼得说，在火中要喜乐。
In other words, rejoice when those fiery trials come.
当火炼的试验来到的时候，要欢喜快乐。
Here's what he said. Instead of being surprised, he said, "Rejoice and be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in His suffering."
他说倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦。
Now Peter is saying that the fire refines us like gold.
彼得说，火就像是用来精炼我们的。
And to come out of the fire refined means that you come out better than you were.
从火中出来，那是受到了火的精炼。精炼的意思就是说，你比以前更要好。
And for that to happen, so that we don't get burned, he says we need to adjust our attitude when we're going into those fiery trials.
那么怎么样能够做到呢？我们在火中的时候要调整自己的心态。
Instead of being surprised by the fire, maybe even angry at God, why are you allowing this to happen to me? He said, celebrate it.
在经历火炼的时候，不要感到惊讶，更不要因为这个对神产生了生气，而是要你要感恩，要喜乐。
As a follower of Jesus, rejoice, he says. Find joy in that trial and be glad.
他说，作为基督徒，你们要在火中又找到欢喜快乐。
Because he said it's going to refine you, and in the end, you're going to be better off.
因为这火是来精炼我们，我们经过了火以后，会变得比以前更好。
Now, how does that fire refine you?
那这个火怎么样精炼我们呢？
Well, the fire results in a closer fellowship with Christ.
火炼让我们与基督有更紧密的连结。
Suffering allows us to share Christ's suffering.
痛苦让我们能够知道主耶稣他是怎么样为我们受苦。
Pain gives us an intimacy with Christ that we would never otherwise have.
痛苦让我们能够亲身体验到主耶稣他曾经经历的痛苦。
In the 19th century, Armenian Christians under a Turkish Muslim government experienced a tremendous amount of persecution.
在19世纪，亚美尼亚的基督徒他们经过了 当时土耳其的政府的残酷的迫害。
From 1895 to 1896, government soldiers killed up to 100,000 Armenian civilians in an attempt to kill every Armenian Christian within Turkish borders.
在1895年到1896年一年，亚美尼亚的这些士兵就亲手杀死了10万个亚美尼亚的基督徒。
Lawyers, doctors, clergymen, other professionals were rounded up and killed.
像律师啊、医生啊，这些神职人员等等各行各业的人被圈在一起，被屠杀。
Many had their heads placed in vices and then squeezed until they collapsed.
有的人甚至是被脑袋被夹在钳子中间，就这么活活给钳死。
And then on April 24th in 1896, the Turkish government, declared a day to kill all the rest of the Armenian Christians.
然后在4月24号的一天，土耳其的政府要宣布在这一天除掉所有的基督徒。
Nearly 600,000 Christians died on that one day alone.
就那一天有60万基督徒被杀害。
But some escaped.
有的逃出来了。
And one was a young girl of 18.
有一个逃出来的女生呢，她是个18岁的女孩。
She stumbled into an American camp.
他踉踉跄跄地走入一个美国人的营地。
Are you in pain? A nurse asked her.
一个护士问他说：“你疼不疼？”
No, she replied. But I have learned the meaning of the cross.
他说：“我不感到疼，因为我学到了十字架的意义。”
The nurse questioned her further.
这个护士继续地问他。
And the young girl exposed a bare shoulder.
这个女孩就把她的肩膀露出来给她看。
And there, burned deeply into her flesh, was the figure of a cross.
那在她的肉上面就清晰地烫着一个十字架的痕迹。
I was caught with others in my village, she said.
她说我在村子里被他们抓走。
And the Turks asked me, Mohammed or Christ?
土耳其人问我说是穆罕默德还是基督。
And I told them, Christ, always Christ.
我说基督永远是基督。
And for 7 days, she said, they asked me the same question.
他们一连盘问了我七天。
And each day when I said Christ, part of this cross was burned into my shoulder.
每次我说基督的时候，他们就在我的身上烙下这个十字架的一部分。
And on the seventh day, they said, Tomorrow, if you say Muhammad, you live. But if you say something else, you die.
到了第七天，他们说，你如果肯说穆罕默德，你就能活下来。你如果再说基督，你就死定了。
And so she said, I heard that the Americans had a camp nearby, and I was able to escape.
然后他说，我想起来这附近有一个美国人的营地，所以我就找个机会逃出来了。
And this is how she said I learned the meaning of the cross.
她就说我从这个火里学到了十字架的真意。
She learned it through the burning.
她是从她身上这个火的烙铁的烫的里面学出来的。
And that's how we learn the meaning of the cross as well.
那也将是我们学习十字架真意的途径。
We learn it through the fiery trials that come our way.
我们也会通过火炼的试验学到十字架的真意。
And so Peter says, "Don't be surprised by the fire."
所以彼得说，你们经过了火，不要觉得惊讶。
Instead, celebrate it.
而是要庆祝它。
Because it's going to allow you to experience what God Himself experienced on the cross.
因为这个经历会让你学到主耶稣在十字架上所经历的。
Those trials bring us into close fellowship with Christ.
这些火炼让我们与基督更加亲密。
Furthermore, he says, rejoice because the fire brings joy in the future.
不仅如此，他说你们要喜乐，因为火炼让我们在将来有更大的喜乐。
Those fiery trials that we face leads to an overflowing joy when Jesus comes again.
当主耶稣再来的时候，我们所经历的这些试验，让我们能够更加喜出望外。
Look at verse 13. It says, "Rejoice, be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world."
13节说, 倒要欢喜, 因为你们是与基督一同受苦, 使你们在他荣耀显现的时候, 也可以欢喜,
One day Jesus is going to reveal all of his glory.
有一天,
And on that day, we're not going to be able to contain the joy that we'll have for being faithful.
当那一天到来的时候, 我们会喜不自胜,
we'll be overjoyed.
我们会心花怒放。
The Apostle Paul put it this way in Romans chapter 8 and verse 18. He said, "What we suffer now is nothing compared to the glory that he will reveal to us later."
就像保罗在罗马书8章说的, 我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
2 seconds into eternity, and we're going to be so overwhelmed with joy that the pain we experienced here on earth will feel like the tickling of a feather.
我们仅仅想象一下2秒钟面对这种巨大的荣耀的喜乐, 但我们以前现在所受的苦难, 就像羽毛挠在身上一样, 不足为道。
We can rejoice in fiery trials because that fire brings fellowship with Christ.
我们在火炼中仍能欢喜快乐, 因为这火炼让我们与基督更加亲密。
And we can rejoice in fiery trials because the fire is going to bring greater joy in the future.
我们在火炼中能够欢喜, 因为火炼让我们在将来有更大的喜乐。
And in addition, we can rejoice in fiery trials because the fire brings the ministry of the Holy Spirit today.
而且我们能够在火炼中欢喜, 因为在火炼中我们就可以看到今天圣灵做的工作。
God's Spirit rests upon us when we suffer.
当我们受苦受难的时候, 神的圣灵降落在我们身上。
Our pain gives us a taste of God's glory today.
我们今天所受的苦难, 让我们尝到神的荣耀的一点点。
Look at this in verse 14. It says, "If you are insulted because you bear the name of Christ, you will be blessed, for the glorious Spirit of God rests upon you."
14节说, 你们若为基督的名受辱骂, 便是有福的, 因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
Now, if you're a follower of Jesus and you experience some insults because of that, it doesn't bring shame.
如果你是因为信耶稣而受到辱骂,
instead, it brings God's glorious Spirit upon you.
这个辱骂不会给你带来羞耻, 而是给你带来神的荣耀。
It reminds me of the Shekinah glory of God that rested on the tabernacle in the Old Testament.
就让我们想到旧约里面, 神他的荣耀降落在以色列人的营地上。
When the people were coming out of Egypt, God showed them his presence by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night.
当带领以色列人出埃及的时候, 神让他们白天有云柱, 晚上有火柱,
And every night that fire hovered over that special tent where God chose to meet with his people.
每天晚上火柱降临在他们的营地上空, 这些就是因为他们是神拣选的人。
And the fire was a comfort to God's people.
这个火柱对神的民来讲是一个莫大的安慰。
It was even better than a nightlight for a child.
甚至比今天我们给儿童点的那个夜灯还要让他们得安慰。
That blazing fire drove away all the fear that God's people might have had.
因为这个熊熊燃烧的大火为神的民驱走了他们所有的恐惧。
After all, what enemy would dare to attack them with such a demonstration of God's power right in their midst?
看到这种景象, 什么样的敌人胆敢来进攻这样的民呢?
Now, in the same way, when you go through a fire, God's fire rests upon you through the Holy Spirit, and he takes away whatever fear you might have.
同样道理, 当你经历火炼的时候, 神的灵降临在你的身上。
That's what Stephen, the first Christian martyr, experienced.
这就是我们第一位为殉道的烈士斯提凡所经历的。
They stoned him to death because of his faith.
他们因为斯提凡的信心，他的信仰，把他用石头打死。
And Acts 7:55 says, Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed steadily into the heaven, and he saw the glory of God.
在使徒行传七章说，斯蒂凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀。
The Holy Spirit of God rests upon you when you go through those fiery trials.
当你走过火的试炼的时候，神的灵是正降在你的身上。
Randy Alcorn talks about what happened to his friend Ethel Hur in his book, If God is Good.
有个基督徒作家，他在一本书《神是良善的》里面写道，他有一个朋友叫伊西尔海尔。
Ethel had a double mastectomy.
他因为乳腺癌，他切除了他的乳房。
And then 2 months later, doctors discovered that the cancer had spread.
但是仅仅过了几个月，医生就通知他说癌症扩散了。
And one of her friends in shock asked her, How do you feel about God now?
那他的朋友很震惊，就问他说，那你现在觉得神怎么样呢？
And her said it all became very clear to me.
他说，我现在看得很清楚。
She said God had been preparing me for this moment.
他说神一直为了这一刻在预备我。
He has strengthened me in ways I had never known before.
他让我变得更加刚强。
He has made himself increasingly real and precious to me.
他让他自己变得更加真实宝贵。
He has given me a joy that I never had before.
而且他给了我一个从来没有经历过的喜乐。
And she said I didn't have to work for these things. It just came, even amidst the tears.
他说我什么都不用做，这些自然而然的就来了，甚至当我哭泣的时候，我也能够感到。
He has taught me, she said, that he will lead me on whatever journey that he has chosen for me and will never leave me for a moment of that journey.
神告诉我，不论他为我选择何种旅途，他都会带着我走下去。
You know that phrase, God is good.
你听没听说过这句话？神是好的。
Do you know it?
听说过吗
？All the time. There you go. God is good all the time.
总能听到这句话。
No matter what the diagnosis.
不管你的确诊是怎么样。
No matter what fearfulness of uncertainty you might have.
不论你为前途的担忧是怎么样。
Ethel Hur experienced the comforting presence.Of God's Spirit in her pain.
那神都用他亲自的同在，他的圣灵来安慰他。
And that's the experience of every believer in Christ.
那是每一个信徒在主里面所经历的。
When we go through those fiery trials, God's Spirit rests upon us.
当我们走过火炼的试验的时候，神的圣灵停在我们身上。
And he will make his presence known to you more than he has ever known than you've ever experienced before.
而且在这个过程当中，你会格外的体会到神与你同在。
And so the Bible tells us, don't be surprised by the fire.
所以圣经告诉我们，遇到火炼的试验，不要惊讶。
Instead, rejoice and be glad.
而是在火中欢喜快乐。
Rejoice because that fire is going to bring you into closer fellowship with Christ.
欢喜，因为火炼让我们与基督更亲密。
Rejoice because that fire is going to bring greater joy in the future.
欢喜，因为火炼让我们在将来有更大的喜乐。
And rejoice because that fire is going to bring the ministry of God's Spirit to you today.
火炼，因为今天就能带来圣灵的工作。
And so don't let the fire burn you.
所以不要让这火把你烧掉。
Instead, let it refine you.
让这火来精炼你。
How?
怎么样呢
？Well, first of all, be glad in the fire.
第一，要在火中喜乐。
And then, second, glory in the fire.
第二，要看到火中的荣耀。
Learn to praise God in times of pain.
学习在痛苦的时候也要赞美主。
Honor the Lord even when you're dishonored for being one of His followers.
甚至在你因为跟随主而被羞辱的时候，你也要归荣耀于主。
Here's what our scripture says. If you suffer, however, it must not be for murder or stealing or making trouble or prying into other people's affairs, but it is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by His name.
经节十五节说，你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。若为做基督徒受苦，则不要羞耻，但要因这名归荣耀给神。
Now the term Christian only appears three times in the Bible, here and twice in the book of Acts.
基督徒这个词在圣经中只出现过三次，这里一次，还在使徒行传两次。
And in each case, the context suggests that it was an insulting term which unbelievers used in the first century to mock believers. Oh, you're one of those Christians, they would say.
每次提到的时候，我们看出这个词其实是当时那些人来羞辱基督徒用的。
But those first century believers turned it around. They turned that insult into a badge of honor. We are a Christian, a follower of Christ.
但是初代信徒把这个辱骂的词变成了一个荣誉的勋章。
And that's what you must do if you want the fire to refine you instead of burning you.
所以我们也要如此行，这样就能把这些火变成荣誉。
Don't be ashamed when you suffer because of the name you bear, Christian, which means a follower of Jesus.
当你因为作为基督徒被嘲笑的时候，不要觉得委屈。
Instead, use that dishonor as an opportunity to give Him honor.
而是把这个屈辱变成对神的颂赞。
Give people a high opinion of the Lord.
让人们看到，让人们来赞颂主。
Instead of complaining, turn that pain into praise.
因为在这种境况里面，不要抱怨，而是赞美。
Praise God because that fire is refining you. It's making you a better person.
赞美主，因为火炼让我们变成更好的人。
And that fire is designed to make you more like Jesus.
这个火炼就是预备让我们更加像耶稣基督。
It's like God is cleaning His own house before He cleans up the rest of the world.
就好比神要洁净这个世界之前，先要
Here's what verse 17 says, For the time has come for judgment, and it must begin with God's household.
17节说，因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。
The original text says it's time for judgment to begin with the house of God.
原文说，审判要从神的房子开始。
In the Old Testament, the house of God was a reference to a physical temple.
在旧约里面，神的房子是指一座实体的庙宇。
A place where God chose to reveal His presence.
是神选择一个地方来向世人彰显他的同在。
But Peter, earlier in this book, in chapter 2, makes it clear that we believers are being built up into a spiritual house.
但是彼得在彼得前书二章就说，我们作为神的信徒，是一起来制造一座灵宫。
We are living stones that God is using to construct a spiritual temple.
我们是活石，是神用来建造这个灵宫的。
And through us, He wants to reveal His presence to the world.
神通过我们这些活石来向世人显现他的同在。
We are God's house.
我们就是神的房子。
Not this building or any other building.
不是这栋房子，也不是其他任何的房子。
We are God's house.
我们这些人是神的宫。
But that house gets dirty at times, doesn't it?
但是这个灵宫有时候也会变得脏。
And so God has to clean house every once in a while.
所以隔三差五，神就会来打扫一下。
But even that is not a cause for shame.
但是即使在这样子的情况下，也不是我们的屈辱。
It's a cause for praise because it can only mean that when we come out of it, we will sparkle with a brightness for God's glory after we come through that cleansing fire.
这也是我们赞美神的时候，因为经过这些清扫，我们会被炼净，我们会因为更加干净而闪闪发光。
Stressful, painful situations that you face can actually help you grow in life.
你所面临的巨大的压力、巨大的痛苦，其实是对你更好的。
Imagine if you were handed a script of your newborn child's entire life.
设想一下，如果你刚生下一个小婴儿，你就拿到他一生的剧本。
And in addition, you were given an eraser and were given 5 minutes to edit out of that child's life whatever you wanted to.
然后同时你也得到一块橡皮，你可以在5分钟之内，你可以涂掉你不喜欢的剧情。
For example, you learn that your child will have a learning disability in grade school.
比如说你看到你的孩子在上小学的时候会有学习困难。
Reading, which comes easy for some kids, is going to be difficult for her.
那阅读对她来讲就是个很大的障碍。
In high school, she's going to have a great circle of friends, but one of them, her best friend, is going to die of cancer.
她上高中的时候有很多朋友，但是她最好的朋友会因为癌症而去世。
After high school, she'll get into her preferred college, but while there, she'll lose a leg in a car accident.
高中毕业以后，她如愿考上心仪的大学，但是在那里她遭遇了车祸，失去了一条腿。
After that, she's going to go through a very difficult depression.
从那以后，她就经历了很严重的抑郁症。
A few years later, she'll get a great job, but then she'll lose that job in an economic downfall.
过几年，她找到很好的工作，但是因为经济下行，她就被开除了。
She'll get married, but then go through the grief of a divorce.
她也会找到相爱的人，结婚成家，但是终于以离婚告终。
Now, with the script of your child's life and 5 minutes to edit it, what would you erase?
如果你能用五分钟的时间来改写这个剧本，你会去掉什么情节呢？
Would you want to take out all the stuff that would have caused her pain?
你会不会想要把所有能让她痛苦的事情都擦掉？
If you could erase every failure,
你可不可以把所有她面临的失败都擦掉？
Every disappointment,
所有失望都擦掉？
Every period of suffering,
所有他遭受的痛苦都擦掉。
Would that be a good idea?
那么这样做真的好吗？
Would that cause your child to grow to be the best version of herself that she could be?
这样就能让他能成为最好的人吗？
Is it possible that we actually need adversity and setbacks and maybe even crises and traumas to reach the fullest potential of development and growth?
我们是否真的需要逆境和挫折，甚至可能是危机和创伤，才能充分发挥、发展、增长我们的潜力呢？
And the answer is yes, we do.
答案是，是的。
Those hard times are essential to our growth.
这些艰难困苦是对我们成长非常有帮助的。
And so it is, God doesn't always erase our stress and pain before it starts.
所以神也不会轻易拿去我们生命中的痛苦。
Instead, God will use those failures.
而是使用这些失败。
And those disappointments.
这些失望的时刻。
And those periods of suffering.
这些痛苦的时刻。
To help us grow.
帮助我们成长。
You see, God isn't at work producing the circumstances that I want.
你知道神不是在制造我们想要的境遇。
God's at work in bad circumstances producing the me that he wants.
而是在糟糕的境遇里制造他想要的我。
And God uses pain to produce the most beautiful people.
神用火炼净我们。
And so let him do it for you.
那你也让他为你做同样的事情。
Don't fight him.
不要挣扎。
Praise him because the fire is refining you.
赞美神，因为火炼是来炼净你的。
It's making you a better person.
让你成为更好的人。
More than that, you can praise him because the fire is limited.
你还有一个原因要赞美神，因为这种火是非常有限的。
The fire we experience in this life as a believer in Christ is nothing compared to the fires of hell that unbelievers are going to experience throughout all eternity.
我们今时作为信徒所经历的这点苦难，这点火炼，相比于死后不信的人经历的那些，那可是微不足道。
Look at this in verse 17. For the time has come for judgment, and it must begin with God's household. And if judgment begins with us, what terrible fate awaits those who have never obeyed God's good news?
17节说，因为时候到了，审判要从神的家起手。若是先从我们起手，那不信从神福音的人将有何等的结局呢？
Or it could read, what could be the outcome of those who refuse to be persuaded by the gospel of God?
换言之就是那些拒绝被神的福音感动的人会如何呢？
Well, let me tell you, their end is not a happy one.
我不得不告诉大家，他们的结局很不好。
The Bible describes it in Revelation as a lake of fire.
在启示录里，圣经告诉我们这个结局就是火湖。
Jesus himself said that those who refuse to believe in him will end up in hell where the maggots never die and where the fire never goes out.
主耶稣亲自告诉我们说，不信的人将来会落入地狱，在那里虫是不死的，火是不灭的，因为必用火当盐腌个人。
In other words, hell is a place of eternal torment.
换言之，地狱是永恒的折磨之地。
And so you don't want to refuse God's offer of eternal life.
所以我们不要拒绝神给我们永恒的机会。
You want to put your trust in Jesus who died for your sins and rose again.
我们一定要信靠主耶稣，因为他为了我们死，为我们复活。
You want to trust Jesus with your life today and secure your place in heaven tomorrow.
你一定要今天就接受主，这样你就知道明天不会去地狱。
Sure, following Jesus is going to bring some heat in this life, but it's nothing compared to the fires of hell in the next life.
是的，跟随主在今生会遇到各种坎坷，但是相比于死后的火湖的折磨，那真的不算什么。
Verse 18 says, "If the righteous are barely saved, what will happen to the godless sinners?"
十八节说，若是义人仅仅得救，那不前进和犯罪的人将有何地可站呢？
More literally, where will the ungodly and the sinner appear?
就说不前进和犯罪的人会在哪里？
Now it's true, Christians have a hard time in this life.
确实，基督徒在今生会遇到很多的艰难困苦。
But unbelievers are going to have a much harder time, and that's forever.
但是不信主的人也会经历更加艰难的时刻。
You can praise God that your suffering is limited.
而且不信主的人的艰难是永恒的。
It's not
你要赞美主。
It's not nearly as bad as what the ungodly will experience in hell.
因为我们现在所经历的，比起不信的人在地狱里所经历的，太微不足道了。
As believers, our pain is very limited compared to those who don't know Christ.
我们信主的人所经历的痛苦。相比不信主的人以后要经历的是非常小的。
And so praise God, give glory to God because the fire is refining you.
所以要赞美主，因为他的火是炼净我们。
And praise God because the fire is limited.
而且他的火是有限的。
It's soon going to come to an end, especially when you think about it in the light of all eternity.
在永恒里面，这点痛苦是转瞬即逝的。
So don't let the fire burn you.
不要让这火把你烧掉。
Let it refine you.
让它炼净你。
First, be glad in the fire.
首先在火中喜乐。
Second, glory in the fire.
然后在火中看到神的荣耀。
And third, give yourself to God in the fire.
第三，在火中把自己交给神。
Put your life in God's hands.
把你的生命交给主。
Commit your soul to God.
把你的灵魂交给主。
Verse 19 says, So if you're suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right. And trust your lives to the God who created you, for he will never fail you.
19节说, 所以, 那照神旨意受苦的人要一心为善, 将自己的灵魂交与那信实的造化之主。
Now that word trust is actually a banking term.
交予这个词在当时是一个银行用语。
It means to deposit something for safekeeping.
意思是说把东西交给对方保管。
And that's what we can do with our life when we go through times of suffering.
那么我们在经历痛苦的时候，我们就要这样做。
We can deposit our life in God's bank, so to speak, for safekeeping.
我们可以把生命交给神的银行来保管。
You can trust him to preserve you in the fire.
你一定要相信他会在火中把你保存得好好的。
And so when going through the fire, give yourself to God and continue to do good and service for the Lord.
所以当经历火炼时，把你自己交给神，持续为他做工。
That's what Bethany Hamilton did.
那就是贝克尼汉密尔顿做的。
At one time, Bethany was ranked number one amateur teen surfer in Hawaii.
贝特尼她是夏威夷排名第一的业余冲浪选手。
But then, in October of 2003, she lost an arm to a tiger shark.
在2003年10月, 她被一个鲨鱼咬掉了一条胳膊。
However, she never lost her faith.
但是她从来没有失去信心。Soon
after the attack, she raised money to restore a man's eyesight.
她被鲨鱼攻击的以后不久，她就又筹款为一个人治愈眼睛。And
while visiting New York City, she gave her ski coat to a homeless girl. She said she had more than what she needed in life.
她在纽约的时候，她就脱下自己的外套，给了一个无家可归的人。Stephen
Thompson, her pastor, said, Bethany's looking forward to the future.
他的牧师说，贝特尼的目光是聚焦在未来的。She's
asking herself, how can I show the world I still have a life, that I enjoy my life, and that my life is filled with joy?
他自己想是我怎样让世人看到我仍然拥有生命，享受生命，并且生命中充满喜乐呢？
She has an underlying trust, her pastor said, that God is taking care of her.
她深深地相信神在关注照顾她。Bethany
entrusted herself to her faithful creator.
贝特尼她把自己完全交给神。She
didn't quit living because she lost an arm.
她不是因为丢了一条胳膊就放弃了生命。Instead,
she gave her life to God.
而是把自己的生命交给主。She
deposited her life for safekeeping into God's hands.
她把自己的生命完全交给神来掌管。And
in time, God gave her an international platform from which she could share her story and bring him glory.
所以神就使用她，给她一个国际的平台，让她为自己做见证。She
returned to surfing.
而且她还回去继续冲浪。And
just 1 year after the shark attack, she took first place in the women's division of the 2005 National Championship, winning her first national title.
她在事故发生之后的一年就得到了冲浪的第一名，全国的第一名。In
2011, TriStar Pictures produced Soul Surfer, a major motion picture about her life.
然后电影公司也根据他的事迹拍了一部电影。I
suggest your young people watch it if they haven't. And then more recently, Entertainment Studios produced a movie about her called Bethany Hamilton Unstoppable.
然后还有一个纪录片也是关于她的。Today,
she teaches unstoppable life courses to thousands of people online.
今天他在网上教年轻人这个课程，就是生命是不可战胜的。
You see, Bethany Hamilton gave her life to God in her pain, and God is using her to reach people all over the world.
所以我们看到贝特尼她在痛苦当中把生命交托给神，神也使用她。
And God can do the same for you.
神也可以在你身上做同样的事情。
If you let him, he can turn your pain into praise.
如果你让神来做这个工作，神就会把你的痛苦变成他的工作。
Don't give up when the fires come.
当试炼来的时候，
不要放弃。Give in to your loving heavenly Father.
你要顺服在你的天父的慈爱里面。
Trust yourself to your faithful Creator and continue to do good and to serve.
要把自己交托给我们的造物主，并且持续侍奉他。
And so don't be surprised or ashamed by the fire.
所以当遇到火炼的时候，不要惊讶，不要觉得羞耻。
Instead, be glad in the fire.
而是在火中要欢喜快乐。
Glory in the fire.
看到火中神的荣耀。
Give yourself to God in the fire.
在火中把自己交给神。
That was the attitude of missionary Karen Watson before she was killed in Iraq.On March 15, 2004.
那是我们的宣教士凯伦的一生，他在2003年被杀害。
She knew her life was in danger.
她之前就知道她的生命陷入险境。
And so she wrote a letter to her pastor a year prior
to her death. 所以她提前，她死之前一年，她就写了一封信给她的牧师。
To be read in the event of her death.
就是万一他会牺牲的话，就把这封信发表出来。
And in that letter, she said, "When God calls, there are no regrets."
在那封信里，他说，当神呼召的时候，没有遗憾。
I wasn't called to a place, she said.
我不是被呼召去一个地方。
I was called to Him, Jesus Christ.
我是被呼召到主那里。
To obey was my objective.
顺服是我的目标。
To suffer was expected.
受苦是预料之中的。
His glory was my reward.
神的荣耀是我的奖赏。
And then she urged her pastor to keep sending missionaries.
然后她问她的牧师说，你们要送宣教士来。
Karen wrote, I was called not to comfort.
他说：“我不是被呼召去享福的
，or to success，
也不是去成功的
，but to obedience，
而是去顺服的。
And there is no joy outside of knowing Jesus and serving Him。
除了认识耶稣和服侍主，世上没有其他快乐。
And so trying times are no time to quit trying。
所以试炼的时候不是放弃的时候。”
Keep trusting and keep serving, even in the fires of adversity.
在烈火中恒久信靠。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we know that sometimes life can be very difficult and hard.
我们在天上的父，我们知道有时候生命会非常的困难。
There are times when we do not know the answers.
有时候我们不知道答案。
But we do know the one who does have the answer.
但是我们知道谁掌管答案。
And that is Jesus.
那就是主耶稣。
Help us to have a good attitude toward fiery trials and suffering and pain.
帮助我们在面临火炼的试验的时候，在面临痛苦的时候，有一个正确的心态。
Keep us from becoming angry and questioning God.
让我们不要对神有怒气，不要质问神。
But all the more trusting God.
而是信靠神。
Help us to be glad in the trial.
帮助我们在试炼当中能够有喜乐。
Even to give you praise in the trial.
甚至在试炼中能够赞美你。
And to give our life to you in the trial.
并且在试炼中把生命交给你。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求， Amen。